The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is 11 o'clock. There's 6:28 left. The Knicks are down 4. And who better than to calm my nerves than my guy, Thomas Positive Tommy Lugauer, joining us right now. Tommy, where are you at right now? How are you feeling? Down 4. I know, I feel like I know the answer to this already, but how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I mean, Positive Tommy has entered the studio, and the Knicks are going to win this game. They're going to win the championship. The Spurs will do what they've done throughout this series, that is, have a lead late in the game and melt. Look, we're playing freshmen. We're varsity and we're playing freshmen. It's that simple. We're built for this. We have the experience, and the Spurs are just a few years away from being a championship team.
Well, and you know what's funny is you said it to me off air, and it is a fair point. This is a lot of these guys. I mean, outside of De'Aaron Fox, who played, what, one playoff series?
Yep, with
they
the Kings.
They don't. And Harrison Barnes, I guess, if you want to throw him
out. Yeah, him and Cornette have won championships, but they're role players.
Knicks legend, Lou Cornette.
Yes.
Westchester Knicks legend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They called it. They actually, let me stop. Before
That's a little bit of play-by-play
yeah,
there.
Let me stop.
I don't
stop,
think anybody in upper management is listening. I don't know who the play-by-play people are that would get us in trouble, but yeah, that was close.
I literally did an extensive breakdown of Haiti, Scotland before, so I don't think anybody's listening.
Really?
No, I'm joking. I did a little bit. I did a little bit of U.S. men's national team, which we'll pivot to very quickly if they lose this game. No, I'm surprised they called that. They actually did call that.
Yeah, I mean he leaned in on it, and Hart was kind of...
He played it up a little bit. I did not feel good with the way this game started, and I'm not saying that I thought it was over. I just, tonight was the night I thought they could have put this team out of their misery if they started hot, and they have continued to shoot bad. I mean, they're shooting 28 of 79, so 35% from the field, and the Spurs have shot better in the second half. Maybe I think the Knicks are just... They played a better half. It's still right where it was at halftime.
Well, listen, you're not getting anything from Kat, nothing from OG, nothing from the bench, and you're down 4 points with 5.5 to go. And the script of this series has been the Spurs get a double-digit lead in the first quarter, in the first half, and the Knicks win the game. You know, there's only one game where, believe it or not, the Knicks had the lead going into half, and that was the one that the Spurs were able to win. But it's been the script. And sometimes in sports, Anthony, you just see it coming from a mile away because there's a team of destiny, and it's like it's a script, and it just feels like the Knicks year. And that's why, outside of being Positive Tommy, I've just been overly confident with this team because it feels like it's impossible to drive the stake through their heart. You know, you might beat them one game, maybe two, but you're not beating them four.
Yeah, and... somebody is, you know, the people are hacking into the live stream right now. If Cap is listening, I put up the intentional two shot so we could get the full, if we want a hug, you know, maybe we'll kiss.
Yeah.
But with the game going the way it is, I'll put it this way. You know what I want to compare this series to? And I hate to do this on the flip side for the Knicks. But when the Rangers played the Kings in the Stanley Cup, they led all of that regulation. They never trailed. And then they lost that series still in 5 games. It's felt like this.
I think about Mets Royals, too, in 15. Right. Where you come out of that series and you're like, but I always thought the Royals were a team of destiny that year, and they were very similar to this Knick team where it didn't matter what the lead is, it didn't matter what inning it was. You know, that Royal team just had a ton of fight, and that's the same thing with the Knicks. They just have so much. What do you mean people are hacking into the YouTube? Are they trying to screw up our shot here?
I think that
millions of people are
going to
be watching this clip when the Knicks win. We don't want hackers inside the YouTube page here or channel or whatever they call it.
Get
digital on that, Gallo.
Yeah, I am WFAN digital. You know, not that I am.
But when you're hosting, though, are you wearing multiple hats here? Somehow the Spurs still have the
ball. Oh, I always do. I'm self-serving. Mm-hmm. You know, I do it for myself. You know, Tommy asked me to run a stream. I'm like, I can't do it. I got to go home and play video games, you know, get yelled at for eating chocolate. But if I'm hosting, I'll do both. Well, today I've done three. You know, I've had to watch this without completely, you know, costing myself future chances to host by doing play-by-play. You know, like some gigantic people with dwarf kidneys have done here, you know, so, reportedly.
7.5 seconds ago, Wemby at the ball.
I don't know. Is that play-by-play?
But when you do poor play-by-play, does it count as play-by-play? Because it wasn't great play-by-play.
I've reacted to some stuff in the moment, not play-by-play.
That's different.
What I've done is I wait a minute, and then I act like it just happened.
Like the other night when Ananobi got the tip in, I waited and I went, yeah!
I don't know how you did that, dude. I just don't know how you could have done that show. And this is hard. It is hard. I've done one other show where there's been something on. That was Game 7 of the Sixers Celtics series, which I didn't have to be locked in on.
Right. It's not your team.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're down 3 now with 5 minutes left. And if you're the Spurs, man, you said something about how they could be a team that is, you know, a championship level team. If they choke away another game, how do you come back from that?
Well, they have to. They're probably a player or two short of a championship roster. Plus, the inexperience. You know what I mean? Like the Knicks have had so many devastating playoff losses and playoff series losses, and I think that has strengthened their resolve. And that's why they are so much. Look, it's hard to win a championship in your first go round. I mean, their best players are 23 and under, and the Knicks are all in their prime. So the Knicks caught the Spurs at a great time. And that's why the stars have aligned for the Knicks. And this series has been very close. In fact, the Spurs have won a lot of the quarters. But you know what? The Knicks have won the most important quarter, the fourth quarter. And now with about 5 minutes to go, they're down two. And
that's crazy. That's a great hat, dude.
Ever since I walked in this game, as the Knicks have gone on the 10-0 run. But it happens every time.
It's unbelievable.
But it happens every... Is it, though? It happens every time.
Tie game right now. Yeah. 10-0 run from the Knicks.
Yep. Every game, though.
It's unbelievable, Tommy.
That's why I just... you can't give up on this team. And I get it as a fan because I get the PTSD and I get the, oh, we're down 10. It's going to... But, bro, I've watched this entire series play out and... There's just nothing I think that's going to ultimately put the Knicks down. You could be up 30, you could be up 50, you could be up 100, and you can't, you know, dribble the ball out forever. I mean, you can't keep this Knicks team down.
It's unbelievable. Tommy, this is why I said, you know, you're like a cult leader. I'm in on the cult. Well, let's we'll go back to this unless this game flips. But,
okay.
You know, I called you after game 4, and we all know what happened. I wrote off the series after halftime of game 4.
I heard about that.
Yes. And then I called you from the streets, getting secondary, you know, getting secondhand high. And I just contact high. Sorry.
Contact high, they call that.
Yeah, you know. I used to do that thing. And now the Knicks down 2. But. It's incredible. You bring in the positivity. I've been stressed all night. Some of the people were telling me I'm being a little too anxious about the game. That's just me as a fan, though.
And also, you've had to sit here on air. You know, I come in fresh off the bench here, final couple of minutes.
Yeah, you were chipper when you walked in here.
Yeah, because I just know the way this... And the Spurs are... Look at this. I mean, the Spurs are just... They're not ready for this moment. They're not. And this is where I thought the Thunder would be a tougher. Not that they're... I think the Spurs are more talented than OKC, and obviously OKC was banged up. But late in games, I thought the Thunder would be able to execute where the Spurs have just been lost when it comes to these, you know, final couple of minutes execution. They're lost.
I just... they crumble in these moments.
Yep.
And it's funny, led by their star.
Yeah.
The only guy, and he's not playing well tonight, Steven Castle's the only guy who never looks lost. Oh, that's a... Oh, he almost hit that.
And that's where Brunson, just the experience...
Look at John Turturro, my friend, John Turturro.
And Sidney Sweeney. You think the Knicks are losing with Sidney Sweeney there in full Knick gear with positive Tommy on the radio? You want to mess with that? Good luck. That is literally the stars aligning. And Brunson has done this move where he's gotten a spur defender in the air beyond the arc. This has happened, I think, at least 3 times in the second half.
Yeah. Look at Papa Brunson. I thought it was in. Brunson just throws the ball at the rim. And it's funny for Spurs fans to get mad, and it's like, you've gotten away with a lot this series. Let's just all agree.
Yeah, it's part of the sport. I mean, it's smart. It's been going on forever. I mean, it's been heightened now with social media and everybody paying attention to it. But, you know, when we were watching the Knicks in the 90s, I mean, Scottie Pippen did this all the time. Reggie Miller did it all the time. Pump fake, get the guy in the air, you jump into him, they're going to call a foul. So until they stop calling that in the league, if you're smart and you're a savvy player, which Brunson is, you're going to continue to do it. And this is where the experience of Brunson and the Knicks come into play. And again, the inexperience of the Spurs come into play because they are quick to jump up in the air and Jalen just goes to work on it. Look, 42 points. This is his night. This is
his
MVP. He's going to drop 50. Is there any doubt? 50 points, Knick victory, Brunson MVP.
I've never loved a grown man more than him. It's unbelievable.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
It's insane how much better he has gotten ever since coming to this team, too. You know, some would say he was a decent player when he got here, and he became a superstar in front of our eyes.
And he's done it on his own tonight.
Yep.
And you know what? For the 90s basketball fan, you got what you wanted. 86-85 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
This is an absolute rock fight. Yes. The score at half was just insane. De'Aaron Fox stinks, by the way. He is awful.
I think we should go to a call right now because there's somebody who has a problem with something I've done. Timothy in Port Washington. What's going on, Timothy?
Hey, Gallo and Lugie, I need to apologize to you fellas.
Okay.
I called up during game four or game five. Forget which one it was, but when we were down by 39 points,
I called
Lugie and I was crying. I was crying like a little girl. Lugie kept me positive and we came through. And we're right there on the brink, so I need to apologize to you guys.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, Timmy.
You guys kept the faith.
Timmy, I did the same thing. I got to be honest. I'm going to apologize, too, for being negative, because I did the same thing, Timmy. This one's not over, but you're right. And apologies are, they are deserved. But, you know, that's what we're here. This Knicks run is not just a redemption for the Knicks. Fat Joe redeeming the bad juju of jinxing the Yankees. This is redemption for everybody. Nico Skarlatis is here to party with us.
You are 100% correct because I grew up a Mets, Knicks, Jets fan. The losing gets to you.
Yeah, yeah, PTSD. Yeah, PTSD, Timmy.
It's all over.
Yep. And that's what Positive Tommy is all about, reversing that PTSD. Now, look, it doesn't always work out that way, but when you get a special run like this where you could just, at least I can feel it in my bones that this is the Knicks' time, this is their moment, I don't care what the, and it's basketball too, and I think we as basketball fans have to start getting used to this. 10-point leads, 20-point leads, 30-point leads, they don't mean anything. Home court advantage doesn't mean anything. Throw all that stuff out the window because the 3-point shot will get you back in these games. And plus, this Knicks team, first two games in Boston last year, how many games in this series down double digits they come back to win? How many double-digit leads did the Pacers come back and win last year? That's just what the NBA is going towards now, is that, you know, you could have a 20-point lead with, you know, 7 minutes to go, and it could evaporate in a minute.
It's the truth. It really is. And it's funny because we do this all season. Oh, that's a bad, that's a tough one on Brunson there, but foul on Brunson, swipe that Castle unintentionally. But it's the state of the NBA now. 20 points is what 10 points used to be.
Correct.
Maybe even less than what used to be. You know, in the 90s, 10 points was a huge lead.
Of course, because there wasn't as many 3-point
shots. When you score 83 points in a game.
Right. And even in a low-scoring game like this, you know, the Knicks just did what they always have done, and that's grind away, and Brunson put them on their back. And the Knicks have more ways of beating you, too. It seems like the Spurs still don't have an identity on offense. Harper's amazing. He's going to be awesome. But he hasn't really established himself yet as that go-to guy, where the Knicks, even if Anunoby and Cat have an off night, you know, Brunson could just put the cape on and be the guy.
Yeah. And if Brunson wins Finals MVP, shoulder hair is back in. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. 100%.
I'm going to grow my shoulder hair out.
And for a guy who has a lot of shoulder hair, me, you wouldn't think I would, but I do.
That's shocking.
Yeah, ton of it. Yeah, I have to do a little manscaping at times to kind of get rid of that hair. But I'm more hairier than you would think based on my just appearance. Some people, no play-by-play.
Oh, okay, no play-by-play. The lighting is really bright.
What you were about to do there, I think, is fine. It looked like Anunoby went for a dunk. Did they call that goaltending?
Yeah. I guess we're reacting. I'm not really doing
play-by-play. Yeah, he went through the net. Yeah, no. If you could react, you can't just say Anunoby with the ball, blah, 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 blah.
This guy stands on his feet and can put his hand through the rim.
Look at this run. 15-2 run for the Knicks since I've came on the air. What more can I do for you?
Is there anything else? Tommy.
Is there really anything else I can do for you?
This is, you know.
Can I take the week off after this now? I brought you a championship. Every time I'm on the air, I give you these 15-2 runs.
Tommy coming in on his night off. It's supposed to be my day off. Yeah, I think Nick might know that. There's no way Nico gets that reference.
No shot.
I don't think either one of us got it.
Oh, you never seen Clerks?
No. I heard of it, but never saw it.
I don't think they were alive when that movie came out.
I don't think I was
born in 94.
When did Clerks come out?
94, 99.
Yeah.
Clerks came out 94?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, all right. I was three, but I saw it. It also was filmed where I grew up. Not where I grew up, but close to where I grew up. This is crazy. Wemby's missed big free throws before, too.
Yes, he has.
Man, my heart rate is through the roof right now.
Both teams in the bonus. I'm cool, calm, collected, not a bead of sweat going over my forehead. Because I just know this team. And that's the thing. Look, positive top. See, boom.
Oh, my God.
What more do you need to see? He's not ready. I'm not even sure if Wemby is going to be a clutch player throughout his career. I'm not 100% sold he's going to be yet. And look, he's young. He'll have his chances. But I'm not. And now they have Harper. They have other guys they can go to.
They gave him it with a silver spoon, and he couldn't do it.
2 minutes away from a championship, the first one in a million years. 2 minutes away.
Dude, this is wild.
Sweaty palms for Gallo.
Sweaty everything. All right, if you would have missed that one, I would have laughed.
Knicks
so
up
hard.
Two.
Knicks up two, minute 50. This is life.
This is what you live for a sports fan, though. This is why exactly all these years that you suffered, heartbreak, heartache, being upset, being annoyed, being unhappy, sleepless nights, crying, all that stuff. For a run like this, this is what you're hoping and waiting for, where this team just delivers every single time. Not sure what that was, but...
Oh, it's shot-clock violation.
Was that a block, though?
No.
Why did that hit the side of the backboard? That's why I thought somebody got a piece of it. Knicks up two with a minute and a half to go.
Jordan Clarkson. Oh, I thought they were checking him in. Never mind.
No, he's in the game, though.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Already.
It's crazy. You know what, dude? It is... And we spoke to Ian Begley before, and... I mean, I had asked him, were they going to run the offense, you know, through Brunson, depending on if Cat picked up another foul or if he continued to struggle. And he said that he thought they were going to continue to go that way. And I mean, Cat's not even on the floor right now.
Nope.
Which I...
Well, listen, he has no rhythm tonight. Yeah. I don't blame him. He never... The last two games because
of he fouled out. I'm sorry. Oh, he fouled out.
Well, either
That's
way,
my
he
fault.
Still doesn't have enough rhythm.
That's completely my fault.
I mean, is there any doubt here? God. There's no doubt.
He's the most clutch player I've ever seen. Like, besides, it's not hyperbolic. Besides Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, I don't think I've seen a more clutch player in NBA history.
Right.
In my history, let me just say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm 34.
Give him that all day.
Oh, my goodness.
De'Aaron Fox. Can we give De'Aaron Fox a ring? That's how bad he's been.
You know, I joked.
Give him a ring.
I joke with my fiance about naming our first son Jalen. I might have to name him De'Aaron.
Name him De'Aaron. Imagine taking that shot, how bad you've been, and that's the guy you're looking for. But that's my point. The Knicks know where they're going. And now you get an open look for Hart. Let's bury this!
Oh! Come on, Mitch!
That wasn't play-by-play, by the way.
That wasn't. Just cheering. I'm just cheering. Just two guys love it on their Knicks. Man. Oh, I thought Harper hit that. Harper is a... Oh, man.
All right!
Come on.
26 seconds away.
What's the 10-10 wins thing? Give us 20 seconds. I'll give you the world.
Something like that. Every 10 minutes, we'll give you the entire world.
Yeah, something like that. That's terrible. 22 minutes. Thank you, Nick Theodore.
Every 22 minutes, though. Or give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
By the way, Dylan
Harper. 26 seconds for the world right now.
Dylan Harper, as he's done most of the series, he's made that layup. This time he misses it, but you know what?
Oh, my God. Josh Hart redemption right here for the missed layup the last time.
Almost had his Charles Smith. And I love Charles Smith, but he almost had his Charles Smith moment in game four.
That was my fear.
Yeah. We love Josh so much. The last thing we want is for him.
I didn't
to
want out. This series to be the Josh Smith layup series.
Yep.
And that's a big one right there. Man, okay. Wemby, man. I hope you go home and cry over a baguette. I hope France loses on Tuesday, you bum.
It's not a good sign for the
French national team. That's not a good sign. Hock Purdy, big block, might be a good sign for Germany.
All right, we won't do play-by-play here, but we're going to kind of give you a feel for... Mitch!
Not play-by-play, but offensive rebound.
Big offensive rebound by Mitch. Hart miss again, get picked up by his teammates.
Look, it's
a complete team. They can't lose. They can't lose. You know what? Half the guys could leave the court and they can't lose. Sometimes you just have to embrace the moment. And I've tried to tell this to New York City. Embrace the moment. Enjoy this. They're going to win this series in 5 games and everybody was nervous the entire time. They're going to win in 5!
It's unreal.
OG, 5!
I love you. I love you. I love all of you. I love every single one of you on this team.
Do we have the right camera set up here for digital? And are they going to clip this immediately? Who's working behind the scenes?
Believe me, it is all hands on deck. We brought in everybody.
We got the big email today, so we... Okay. All right, so just for the audience here, 20 seconds to go. Both teams in the bonus. Spurs just took a timeout. The Knicks are up 4. So, Knicks up 4, 20 seconds. If we want to do a little strategy here, Gallo... If you are San Antonio, you don't need a 3. A quick 2 would work.
No, you
got
to go straight to the basket.
Absolutely.
Straight to the basket. But
if you're the Knicks, don't foul.
Yeah,
right?
Don't foul.
Just stay away because the last thing you want to do is foul on a 3 here.
If you're the Knicks, I would put, you know, I believe they have a timeout left. So they have two timeouts left.
Yes.
I would put in your best defensive lineup, which is kind of what they have out there.
Right.
Brunson, take him off for a play. Put Deuce in. Landry's hurt. Landry giving his body for the city.
Yes, he has. He's probably out for a while, but it's not going to matter because he's going to be... The only thing he's got to do is go to the parade. Did you ask Begley when the parade's going to be, Gallo?
I tried
to email City Hall. They haven't gone back.
Yeah, they haven't gone back to
anybody. My parade people have been working tirelessly.
I talked to Begley,
yeah.
And he said he doesn't know. He feels like it would be midweek. So I'm assuming he meant Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, so they're in San Antonio tonight. Obviously, you figure they're going to party. They're going to celebrate. They're going to meet the media. I would be surprised if they flew home.
I'll tell you this much. The
idea of a parade on Monday seems like a quick turnaround.
If they win tonight, Jose Alvarado gets back for the Puerto Rican Day Parade tomorrow, he's a legend.
Yes,
a legend. They will carry him like Spider-Man.
Yeah, just take a red eye, because it's what, 10:20?
I'm sure Dolan would send them out on a private jet
absolutely.
If he could.
10:20, this game's going to end in about 2 minutes, and then you do all your post-game stuff, you celebrate.
And just because, you know, being a part of the press now, they said 6 to 8 minutes it'll take for them to raise the trophy. This is incredible.
I can't believe this. I feel like Tony Romo. Here we go, Jim! Here we go! Where else would you rather be, Gallo?
Nowhere.
We
absolutely
worked our entire
nowhere.
Lives for this moment.
No.
On WFAN!
Oh,
here we go! Come on! Can't do play-by-play!
20 seconds. Don't play-by-play.
But we just got to react. That's all. We're allowed to have guttural reactions. That's cool.
I knew it. He was going to not play-by-play.
Get out!
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? Not play-by-play, but a missed shot by Wemby. On the three, and then Castle with a putback. Again, Stones. This is the perfect encapsulation of what they've done. My heart rate. Nick, get the defibrillator ready.
Not as dramatic as...
I am trained, but you don't want me to do it.
Papa Giorgio, get in here and do mouth-to-mouth. Now, that wasn't as dramatic as the Ananobi tip-in, but it was quite similar in the sense that Wemby chucks up a three, and Castle kind of skies
the board. You got
to
get Mitchell off the floor
there.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, have to.
Get him off the court.
You have to. Which stinks because he got the big offensive rebound, but whoever goes to the line's got to be ice and got to get a hit ball.
With a broken hand. What's that? With a broken freaking neck.
Kurt Angle-esque. Think about these games, too. Now, they won game 1 by 10, but let's be honest. That was not really a 10-point victory. It was all tied up with about 2 minutes to go. The fact that they won by 10 is misleading. It was a close game. Every game, if you're the Spurs... You're sick. I know you're young.
And they got outscored in the third,
right.
The Knicks. So they outscored the Spurs right now by 9 points.
No doubt. But the Knicks have been able to execute, and that's what I've tried to tell everybody on the radio or my friends off air or you guys out in the newsroom is just the Spurs wanted one game, and they should have gotten, in theory, in game 4. They needed one game where they just landed a big knockout punch and had a rocking chair second half. But this Knicks team doesn't die. They don't die because, you know, forge through... Playoff losses and playoff series losses, they just are made of granite right now. You're just not going to put them down in this series, especially against a team that's just not ready to win yet. So it's a big advantage for the Knicks as well. Great, great rebound there. But yeah, you're right. Mitch can't be on the floor right now, which obviously he's not. Got to get the ball to JB. I mean, it's that simple. A JB or Ananobi, I'm good with either. Shamet back on the floor?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Bigger moment than Willis Reed?
The fact that he is, forget about not being hurt, the fact that he is... on the floor for this is actually remarkable. Like I said, it's one thing that, okay, nothing serious, but the idea that he's back on there, or can't do play-by-play.
Unreal.
Okay, but we can react.
Why aren't they fouling?
That feels like...
Oh, man, they were trying to give it to him there. They were trying to give it to him there. Brunson just got mugged, and they were trying to foul him.
They were trying to foul him. He went up, and the ball went flying. Let's see here. I mean, that could be a travel. Let's look the other way on that.
I mean, all right, I take it back.
That looked like a little bit of a travel.
Not even a travel, but that wasn't a foul. I take it back. I thought Wemby grabbed him on the hip. He didn't.
Bridges at the line, Knicks up.
And now this is what we'll get. We'll get, you know, Spurs fans crying that was a travel at the end of the game. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Bridges missed the first.
Oh,
Knicks up 2, 8.5 seconds to go. Spurs have a timeout. Knicks up 2. Bridges have one more left at the line. Don't think that's play-by-play.
That's just updating the audience.
Here we go, Jim! Patrick Mahomes on the 40-yard line! That's what we waited for.
It's going to be a zip read.
Oh. All right, Jim, Josh Allen, this is what we waited for. Patrick Mahomes.
It's going to be a reverse double.
That's what
reverse.
I feel like. Now, this is, let's just take the audience inside right now. Gallo and I, obviously, diehard Knicks fans. Yes. We've been waiting our entire lives.
Our entire lives.
For both things. To be in this position as a Knicks fan, 8.5 seconds away from winning a championship, but also to be on WFAN.
It's
and we
unreal.
Sometimes we now have to marry both of these on the air with our digital team being like, can you put do a nice video there after the game so we can send it out? So there's just like, you're wearing a million. Well, you got to be a fan, a
I'm
host, and a digital star. Yeah. What else you need?
It's unreal.
We what do else everything. You need over there?
I'm doing everything.
Yes.
And then I'll get asked to go into the riots afterwards and get pepper sprayed while I slap a Helix logo on a video.
Good luck out there. Yeah. I assumed our digital team was dispersed like the Avengers and all the
everybody. They called in everyone. Wins, the block, everybody.
Right.
John from Karen in the Morning on WNEW. Everyone was called in.
Deep breaths. Cool, calm, collected. 8.5 seconds to go. Spurs still in their timeout here. They will get the ball at half court. And I would think, Gallo, that you got to take a quick three. And
I mean,
try to get a rebound.
If I was
you want to go two here?
Well, so it's a different situation.
They don't have a timeout.
The Knicks
That's
were
the
in last game.
Yeah.
Where they wanted to give. I don't think the play was to anticipate the miss. It was, let's hope if we miss, we get a second shot.
Right.
I would not be shocked if they dribble this down to the last possible second. My thing is.
See, I would not do that. I would take a quick three.
If I'm the Spurs.
Like half, 4 seconds, I would take.
I don't want this going to anyone but Castle. They're going to give it to Wemby.
I would give it to Harper. That's me. I just think he's that.
So we've got Hart.
Here we go!
Bridges.
Let's go!
OG. There's no Wemby on the court right now. Am I wrong?
No, he's...
Oh, he's crouched down.
Yeah, he's crouched down.
They have OG on Wemby. Landry's out there.
Come on! Man. 8.5 seconds!
Bridges, Hart. Actually, no, it's not OG. Who is on Wemby right now?
Who cares? 8.5 seconds!
Oh, they put... Joe, they put a
man
on him. Foul.
We're both Stunati. Idiot. We get a little bots in the brain.
We're old school guys.
The fact that we both
we're old
did
school
not...
guys. I don't foul. Ball up.
No, that was smart. The
it
idea
was.
That
Tom
neither of us thought
now.
Of that is just
we're like they might dribble it out.
Brutal, terrible. You got two dudes in there.
Also,
two people and they don't know the foul.
That was almost a 5 second there on them.
I thought they were gonna call it.
I understand why they put Sohan on Wemby because he's the quicker guy. Than Mitch. And I think Mitch is coming back out on the court.
Knicks fouled, by the way, up three like they should. Foul here.
Smart play. Smart play.
Very smart.
Definitely was what I thought. Totally what I
Harper
thought.
Harper missed the first. 8.5 seconds.
Oh, sorry. The restless leg syndrome.
You also don't want, does Craig still have that machine there if you hit it and your voice, ooh. Well, actually, your voice is deep anyway.
Yeah.
I actually would prefer to hit that button so my voice would be deep.
Well, I have a bit of a voice issue.
I wish I could hit that button. I look for that button every show so that my voice, I sound like Burl Ives on the air. I'm way too high.
No,
pitch.
We just have the wheel
buttons.
Of sound here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. 8.5 seconds.
8.5.
Harper at the line. Rutgers finest. And he missed.
Oh!
Did he miss both?
He missed it!
Unreal. He missed both?
He effing missed it!
Oh. Oh, it's going to
He missed it! 7.5 seconds, Gallo!
Oh, my God.
7.5!
This
immortality
is
awaits
that
us.
Guy could have been my twin.
Let's go here.
Let's go, Chalamet.
Your twin.
Oh, wait, sorry.
You two standing next to each other would be a before and after picture.
Yeah.
Before
Oak.
And way before.
Yeah. Oak is in the building.
Come on.
Houston's in the building. Pat's in the building.
Put this on ice.
Come on, OG. Oh. Oh, my God.
It's never easy, Gallo, as they say in sports. The beautiful thing about sports is it's never easy.
Oh, my God.
Nothing in life that's worth... chasing after is easy.
Did they have the under? What are we doing
OG,
here?
By the way, just missed the first free throw. 7.5 seconds to go. OG will now have one more free throw, and the Knicks will obviously implement the same strategy, make or miss here, and that's fouling the Spurs.
Oh, man.
7.5 seconds, guys.
Come on!
Come on!
He hit it. Come on, baby.
Well, that was
Come
play-by-play.
On!
That was close to play-by-play.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
I can't pop the champagne in here.
Come on!
Let's go!
Come on!
Come on!
Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Oh!
Oh! Where's the camera? Let's go! Let's go!
The Knicks are the 2026 NBA champions!
Let's go!
Over such a mush.
Come on!
This is unreal.
I'll have what she's having, by the way.
Oh, my
yeah!
God.
Let's go!
Oh, my God.
New York City, the party starts, and it won't end. It won't end.
Oh, my God. I should have got a joint. I should have got one.
We got some booze here, though.
We do.
I think upper management should allow us to drink in studio tonight. Come on! The Knicks have won the championship!
Oh, my God, I can't.
We're boozing, baby! Let's go!
Let's go. 94-90. Tommy, I love you, bro. Nico, Nick, even Ray, even though he's a Laker fan, I love Ray. Everybody. Unreal.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tommy.
The minute I walked in, what happened?
I can't believe they won. I can't believe they put on a 13-2 run.
The second I walked in.
Clyde has got the best suit on he's ever had in his life.
Styling and profiling.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Let's go!
God.
Did they put that reaction up of us yet, Gallo?
I don't know.
Get digital on that.
This is your, you know.
Oh, that was
you're pulling me two directions here because I'm normally on the other side cursing you out.
You're back on the positive Tommy train. Let's go!
I can't believe this. Oh, my God. I can't believe it! Let's go. Oh.
I was promised streamers, right, and I was promised a dog and pony show in here.
Wow, the streamers,
Nick Papa Giorgio, did we go out on our budget here? Are we over budget?
I forgot the streamers.
Forgot the streamers? Let's bust open that bubbly you got back there, though, handsome.
Yeah.
Well, are we allowed to do this?
Can I pop that and spray it all over the...
Do we have anything that we could put on the expensive equipment here?
Hold on. I got to do a little business research here because I think we have to read something.
Business read? Oh, you got to do a little read there. I'll just talk while Gallo is looking that up. This night is a night that we've all waited for. Some of us a lifetime. Some of us for years and years and years and years. If you're old enough to remember the last time the Knicks won a championship, this is very emotional. If you're somebody like me that's 40, if you're somebody like Gallo who's like 35 or whatever, this is a lifetime. This is generations of Knicks fans that have waited for this moment through a lot of down years, through a lot of suffering, through a lot of tears, through a lot of LOL Knicks. Through a lot of, you'll never win. You'll never be on the mountaintop. Well, guess what? The Knicks are the effing champions of the NBA.
That's what I'm talking about, Tommy. Everybody doubted this team. Doubted them to that dork Spike Eskin who said Brunson was too tiny and Cat couldn't win. To everybody, Evan Roberts, Sean Morash.
The coalition of Nick haters.
The coalition of Nick haters. Richard Jefferson, you know, Nick, all these bums.
Bill Simmons. Nick
fans who cried that we got rid of Isaiah Hartenstein and that Cat wasn't the guy. That Leon Rose should have never fired Thibodeau. Look at us now. Look at us now. And this one, it's for everybody.
That's right.
People who couldn't stay in the city because they couldn't afford it. People who are trapped here because they can't afford to leave. To all of us, to Knicks fans, we got laughed at. We're obnoxious. Well, guess what?
Well, we are.
Oh, it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. We do have to break.
Before we go to break.
Yes.
This is very important. I have received a very important text message. I have received a text message from the leader of the coalition of Knicks haters. That, of course, is Evan Roberts. And the text message reads, the coalition congratulates you. The coalition has been silenced! Silenced! What a night for Knicks fans! What a night for this city! What a night for all of us!
Oh, man. There's so much I want to get to. Let's take a break.
You got to do a read, though, handsome?
I do have to do a read. Thank you. Okay. That's business. All right. For the first time in 53 years, the New York Knicks are NBA champions. To celebrate that historic victory, BigTimeBats.com proudly presents the official NBA championship basketball. I'm getting one. This full-size, pure-feel, composite leather Wilson NBA basketball features embossed championship script, the official NBA Finals logo, the Knicks championship 2026 championship logo sells for $124. $1.95 plus shipping and handling. Own a piece of Knicks history before it's gone. Visit BigTimeBats.com. Order your official 2026 NBA Champions Gold Edition basketball today. We'll continue this celebration. Me, Tommy, other side of the break. We'll be right back. Leon Rose, soak it in, buddy. Because a lot of people doubted this guy. A lot of people. Whether, and myself included at times, whether it was the OG trade.
We're all Knick fans.
Yeah.
He had one move that a Knick fan criticized, whether it's firing Tibbs, hiring Mike Brown, whether it's bringing in Brunson, trading for OG. As Knick fans, there's at least one move that Leon Rose did that you criticized.
Yeah, I criticized the OG move. I didn't love the Brunson move. People hated the Cat move. People hated the Bridges move.
Of course.
Maybe the Josh Hart trade was the only one.
Yeah, that was so under the radar.
We didn't think he would be as big of a player as
he
is.
We loved
right
the
now.
Bridges trade, but then when Bridges didn't perform the way he did in Phoenix in the early time in Brooklyn, people always pointed to how many picks they gave up. Well, guess what? We don't have to make it a lot about this tonight, but those picks now, F them picks, because those picks don't mean a damn thing anymore, because Mikal Bridges was instrumental in this championship, and every move that Leon Rose did, brick by brick by brick, he turned the Knicks from the laughing stock of the league to the toast of the league.
Yep.
And I want to give Leon Rose the biggest hug ever, because he turned our franchise, basically they were an expansion team when he took over, and he made them champions. He made them champions. And Anthony, he did it the right way. Not by losing, not by trying to get ping pong balls. The Knicks built a team that is lovable, that you can root for, with an island of misfit toys is what I call
them. Yes.
An island of misfit toys. This guy's too short. This guy's too soft. This guy's too injury prone. This guy can't hit a three-pointer. This guy's game is not what it needs to be to play in New York. This coach can't win the big one. And this island of misfit toys, they built without a lot of superstars, so to speak, but together they are a great team led by their superstar, King of New York,
yes,
Jalen Brunson.
Who just tied. Listen to this. For everyone who continues to doubt this man, tied the most series clinching points in a single game with Michael Jordan at 45 in 1998. That man is an NBA champion, an NBA Finals MVP, a man who people said is not better than Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. Where's his ring? Tyrese Halliburton, where's his ring? Donovan Mitchell, where's his ring?
Mm-hmm.
How many guys did they tell us he wasn't as good as?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always... Everyone's always better than Jalen Brunson until it's time to be better than Jalen Brunson. And another thing, Karl Anthony Towns has been clowned, myself included, have clowned this man.
Oh, yeah.
Has clowned this man. And he has come up big. Obviously, tonight was not a great performance for him, but he is an NBA champion. He is an NBA champion. Joel Embiid doesn't have an NBA championship. Anthony Edwards doesn't have an NBA championship. Jimmy Butler...
Right.
Doesn't have an NBA
Tyrese
championship.
Halliburton.
Well, those guys were all guys tied.
Yeah, listen, in all fairness, Halliburton, if he's healthy in game seven, they probably win the championship.
Next year, Knicks Pacers in the Eastern Conference.
Can I be the first guy at 11:47 to do so? Gal's gonna get mad at me when I do this, I can tell. Because it took me about 10 minutes to have a championship here and to go a step further. It feels like we are on the verge of a Knicks dynasty. Let's marinate because it's a team that's still in their prime. Who's stopping them next year? I don't want to hear about the damn Celtics. They've had their time. Detroit's still a star away. We'll see what the Pacers are next year with Halliburton off a major injury. I still don't think the Spurs team is ready to win. So this could be the first of many championships for the Knicks.
It's unbelievable.
Does that sound good?
I'm okay with it. Tonight's a night to get crazy.
Let's get crazy!
Until the Knicks are not the NBA champions of the world, they are the NBA champions of the world. Nobody, I can tell you, nobody is going to tell a Knicks fan anything for the rest of the year, for the rest of next NBA season. Guess what? You all didn't want this. Nobody wanted to see New York get this.
No way.
And we finally have a championship again. A title in New York. Boston, we had to hear about their excuses last year. And Philadelphia and their excuses. And the Hawks, how they were going to be a tough out. And now the Cavs were better than us. And we were going to get steamrolled by whoever came out of the West.
Mm-hmm.
We would have taken down anybody. And the Knicks are 2026 NBA champions. And we're allowed to get crazy because you know why? We won today. There is no tomorrow because the Knicks handled business in game five. And shout out to Jose Alvarado. That's absolutely the coolest thing about this. Kid from Brooklyn.
Yep.
Played in Queens.
Knicks fan.
Grew up a Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. Went through the suffering of a Knicks fan.
Yep.
And now he's the NBA champion. And he had a big role in one of the most historic games in NBA history. Unbelievable.
Yep. Through the power of friendship, the Knicks are your 2026 NBA champions. Knicks in 26. It has a great ring to it. And this team, not only do they embody this great city, because the Knicks are the one team in this town. We know about baseball, and there'll never be peace between Yankee fans and Met fans. We have three hockey teams that divides us. Football teams were divided. When it comes to basketball, this is the one team that unifies this city. This is the one team where we're all Knicks fans, and we've been waiting. Doesn't matter what age you are, you can't say or couldn't say Knicks fan without long and suffering in front of it. Well, the suffering is now over. The Knicks are champions. They are on the top of the mountain of the NBA, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. So if you hate the Knicks, and that's for the Coalition Indicators, get used to it, because the Knicks aren't going anywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Tommy, can I just
tell you? Can we get one of those hats? Now, is the company going to get us all these hats, these new hats?
Fanatics is coming in this week, I'm just saying.
Talk to upper management. We should have all the swag here. I don't have to go into my pocket for any of this stuff. I should get some free things here. Let's go. Tommy, I want a hat. I want a shirt. I want a sweatshirt.
Real quick, can I just take one call? Because I'm about to leave. I got a buddy online.
What do you mean you're about to leave?
I got to get out of here.
What do you mean you got to get out of here? Where are you going? We just won a championship. Where are you going? We got a bottle here that we were going to break out. I thought the two of us
would do that if you want. Real quick, I just want to get this one call in then. Waldy in Flemington. What's going on, Waldy?
My boy, reporting live from Foxborough, where hundreds, matter of fact, it was probably a good 1,000 or 2,000 diehard Knicks fans stayed in the stadium and watched the Knicks secure a championship.
That's what I'm talking about. Are you with Pops right now?
What a time to be alive. I'm with Pops. My Pops gladly traded a Haiti win away for an NBA championship. It don't even matter.
Let's go.
He don't want to talk. He's a little drunk.
Skipping the podium. Skipping the podium.
Skipping the podium.
Skipping the podium.
All right, I love you, brother.
But yeah, all love, bro. Congratulations. Knicks in five, bro.
Let's go. I wanted to get his pops on. He got nervous.
Yeah.
They were a big Knicks fan. He's a Celtics fan. He clearly didn't raise his kids right, but, you know. Wow. But.
They've won enough championships. It's the Knicks
Sixers
time now.
Fan, sorry, not to. They've won no championships.
Yeah, enough of them.
But this is incredible, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. I mean, if you want, I'll stick around. I got to get out of here at some point, but I'll stick around with you.
I'm hanging.
Oh, I mean, you got to hang. I mean, you know.
Go out there and enjoy that bottle, and then I'll be up here doing my thing.
Yeah.
So but, get some digital content.
Tommy, I love you. Mm-hmm. You brought the positivity. And positive Tommy came in here, and the Knicks went on a 15-2 run.
Sure did.
To win the NBA championship.
Yes, they did.
That's what I'm talking about. Nick Theodoro's clapping it up. Let's clap it up for Positive Tommy. What a night.
You're welcome.
What a night.
Positive Tommy also predicted before the season the Knicks would win a championship. Knicks in 26. I also said this series would end in five games.
Well,
is there anything else you guys need while I'm here? I'm going to be here all night. I could do whatever you
and
want.
And the ego is growing.
No, listen, all things aside, this is an emotional night. This is an amazing night. This is a night for my first team I ever fell in love with as a sports fan were the Knicks. I fell in love with Madison Square Garden. I fell in love with Patrick Ewing, first athlete I ever sports fell in love with. So for me to grow up in the 90s, to get this close, to be bridesmaids, and then go through all those decades of futility, to have this moment as a fan and on this radio station, this means the world to me. I love this city. I love Knicks fans, and I'm so happy that we all get to celebrate a championship from the Knicks. So this is just a moment that I will never, ever, ever forget. It's that special to me.
Incredible. Incredible. Tommy, I love you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
you, too.
And this is incredible. And I think it's okay for me to say this now. Tomorrow, now that the Knicks won, I will be back 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on tomorrow. Well, I guess, tomorrow. So yeah. Sunday,
yep.
4 to 8.
Very special programming tomorrow.
Yes, all day. They will announce the full lineup, but everyone, the big dogs are coming out tomorrow. We're calling in the troops. But shout out to Tommy for joining me, and shout out to you guys. Before I go, I do have some special reads to give you. For the first time in 53 years, the New York Knicks are your NBA champions of the world, and fans everywhere are celebrating this history in the making. To honor this unforgettable moment, our friends at BigTimeBats.com proudly presents the official Knicks NBA championship basketball. I'm getting one. You better too. This full-size, pure, full composite leather Wilson basketball is crafted for collectors and diehard fans alike. It features an embossed championship script, the official NBA Finals logo, and the bold, iconic 2026 Knicks championship emblem. All showcased in stunning detail. This limited edition gold edition basketball sells for $124.95 plus shipping and handling. Once they're gone for good. Don't miss your chance to own a true piece of New York Knicks history. A championship 35 years in the making. It gives me chills saying that. Visit BigTimeBats.com right now and order your official 2026 Knicks NBA Champion Gold Edition Basketball today. BigTimeBats.com, where champions live forever.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.